There are 1,400 people in immigration detention in Australia right now, and in an admission that the system is struggling to maintain adequate coronavirus safety protocols, the Australian Border Force has announced it will reopen the offshore Christmas Island detention facility and move detainees there from Western Australia. This move will allow detainees from COVID-19 hotspots in Victoria and New South Wales to be moved to WA, with the potential for them to then move on to the island once they've finished a quarantine period. But refugee advocates say the cost and risk of these movements is unnecessary. Yana Fafero is Director of Advocacy and Campaigns at the Asylum Seeker Resource Centre. She says the best solution is not to ship the detainees offshore, but to release them into the community.
At the moment, people in detention facilities, they're not being provided with enough hand sanitizer. They're not able to safely physically distance because of the cramped conditions. We've got multiple people living in a room. There are communal areas. We are hearing reports daily of detainees being scared because they can't practice social distancing. So it really is a very cost-effective and safe solution to release people into the community so that they can keep safe and be protected, especially for those in states where there's hard lockdown and it's complete double standard that there's hard lockdown for the whole of Melbourne except for in the Mantra because it's federal government jurisdiction and people who have been transferred from Manus are in there and can't socially and physically distance. It really is pretty hypocritical for the federal government to say, oh, we're encouraging all these measures apart from in detention facilities.
Are you concerned that that flexibility on application of social distancing measures would also be the case on Christmas Island if people were transferred to that facility?
If they transferred 5 people to Christmas Island and opened up every facility, then of course they'd be able to socially distance. But if they didn't, then they wouldn't be able to. You know, Christmas Island is out of sight. We know people are moved around detention facilities. People may be able to safely socially distance, but what about the number of guards and cleaners and other staff who are coming and going? So it really is very challenging to comment on that. And so until we have complete oversight over what's happening in detention facilities, we will have concerns.
We've seen reports about the outbreaks that are attached to the misbehaviour of people who are overseeing people in lockdowns. What measures would you like to see the government take to ensure that those workers are doing the right things?
We, you know, at the ASRC, along with other refugee rights organisations and human rights organisations, have been expressing concern about conditions in detention since COVID-19, sort of round one in February, March, came to light. As have medical professionals. We have infectious diseases experts, peak medical bodies who are all expressing concern about those conditions in detention because some of them are very similar to the conditions in aged care. For example, up to 70 staff rotating, coming in and out a day, being transferred between facilities. So it really comes down to the fact that the government are admitting that they need to move people to Christmas Island. They're admitting that they can't keep people safe within their detention facility. And so for refugees and people seeking asylum, the only safe and best solution would be to release people into the community with adequate support.
There's evidence of people who are asylum seekers and refugees struggling with mental health, even though the government has said that the opening of that facility and those transfers would be temporary. Would that be causing additional mental health stress for these people?
We had quite a number of people in detention reach out to us since the announcement was made, highly distressed. 2015, Faisal Chengi died on Christmas Island as a result of mental health issues. There are well-known reports and documents of the deteriorating mental and physical health conditions of people when they are in detention. And so any added uncertainty, of course, will have an impact on people's mental health. And an announcement such as, oh, you may be being transferred to Christmas Island, absolutely will further impact. I mean, here are we in Victoria, whenever we hear a new lockdown, new regulations, it impacts our mental health, let alone for people who have been in detention, some of them for 7 years without their freedom, just have layer and layer of restriction, lack of freedom, lack of ability to control their own lives and their own safety and their own health. Of course, it does add to mental health and distress, as it would for any of us.
The Australian Border Force has said that this is a temporary move. Do you believe it?
Look, I've been working for the ASRC for 10 years and in this space, and it is very hard to know what to believe and what not to believe. And even if in this very second Australian Border Force believe that it's only temporary, there are also some factors that are out of their control. You know, we've seen before Minister Dutton has put politics before people's lives, and so that could happen again. So I think it is almost impossible to argue that it's anything temporary, because what is temporary? People who arrived here 7 years ago and were sent to Manus Island and to Nauru were told it was temporary, and 7 years they're still suffering, whereas the government still maintains that's temporary. What we might think in our minds of temporary is a few weeks or a few months when it comes to people seeking asylum and refugees, because they have already been detained on so-called temporary measures, and it's a lot longer than that.
Yana Favero, Director of Advocacy and Campaigns at the Asylum Seeker Resource Centre.